With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Farmer groups are considering their role in reducing carbon emissions, and that includes the possibility of carbon banking. SDPB's Laura Johnson has more.
U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson met with the American Soybean Association and the South Dakota Corn Growers Association. The conversation included carbon banking. That's a Biden administration proposal intended to reduce carbon emissions. Companies involved in polluting industries could buy credits from farmers engaged in environmentally friendly carbon trapping practices. Kevin Scott is the president of the American Soybean Association. He's open to the concept as long as it's voluntary.
We think there's great opportunity to store more carbon in South Dakota. Some of our presenters today have said we're in a great position because we're increasing our row crop production with lower tillage, reducing water use, increasing the products we're producing there. So a great opportunity to for South Dakota to grow in that carbon bank situation.
Scott encourages farmers to understand any contracts involving carbon banking. He says a single program from carbon banking is not possible because farms vary in practices and soil nutrients. Congressman Johnson says he wants to make sure sustainable practices are accessible and affordable to farmers.
And really, goal number one for us should be make sure that we have a regime where producers can capture the bulk of the value for their conservation practices.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has not yet rolled out a carbon bank program. The department secretary says it would involve congressional funding. For SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.
The SDSU Center of Excellence for Bison Studies is awarding more than $300,000 to 8 research projects. The projects include bison production, herd health, ecosystem management, cultural impacts, and meat quality. Dr. Christy Kamak is the executive director of the center. She says the projects could take some time.
And so these projects will come into play and start right away here this summer. And we expect some of these projects to be completed anywhere from 1 to 3 years and start really producing a lot of information needed by the bison industry.
The center was created last September through a cooperative effort among SDSU, the National Bison Association, and the National Buffalo Foundation. The funding for the projects was provided by the National Buffalo Foundation, which is engaged in a major fundraising effort to support the center's work. The Black Hills Community Theater is back this summer after the pandemic shut down last year's performances. The season will open with an adaptation of Sense and Sensibility and close with Charlotte's Web. Merlin Sell is the education assistant for the company. She will also direct Sense and Sensibility.
It's been a very joyful experience. It's just been so much fun to play together and be in the same space together.
They'll stage both plays on the lawn of the Performing Arts Center. Sell says it's a unique opportunity.
For actors who are mostly working indoors, it's a totally different set of muscles that you have to use and different challenges. So I think it's been a very exciting project for everybody.
All performances are free and open to the public. The audience is encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. The season opens June 11th and runs for 2 weekends. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.